Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com.
All right, all right, all right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to our radio show. And today we are so excited to have In the Light on our show. So who do we have? Who do we have? We have co-hosts. We have business owners, In the Light brand.
Yes.
Dedicated their brand to the Greek prefix, meaning energy, enthusiasm, and the word light meaning to ignite. So ladies, introduce yourselves. Introduce yourselves.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hello.
So happy to be here. We are In the Light. My name is Shardasia.
And my name is Megan.
And we appreciate Coach Ray for giving us that wonderful introduction. So we are a small business that is hand-poured. We're a luxury candle brand. It started in 2016.
Yeah,
but
that was the thought. But we were taking classes, and so we officially launched our LLC September 22nd of this year. And so we're just out here putting up some positive energy into the world.
We want to create a whole experience. And
yeah.
So you're brand spanking new. Wow.
You started
in September?
Yes, we started in September, but we've been in the kitchen since 2016, just perfecting our craft. And now we've officially taken it up a level, and now we're a full business.
Wow, that's awesome. That is wonderful, wonderful. So I'm pretty sure we have some listening audience wanting to know what inspired you ladies to come up with the idea of candle making. I know it sounds really deep. It's not just about candles. So what inspired you ladies to start this together?
Honestly, I want to say it was just really how we cared for ourselves. And what we realized is each time we're, like, on the phone or in each other's presence, we're always like, oh, go light a candle. And, like, we can be deconditioning our hair, doing facials.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became to the point where it's just, like, we keep getting the same candle in the scent. And so at that point, we just kind of decided, let's create something new, something fresh.
And so
we thought candles can enhance our space, and we wanted to make our own fragrances. And so that's pretty much how the whole idea of the candles came into play.
And I think in addition to that, because Megan and I met in college, and for us it was like mental health within our community wasn't necessarily the focal point. So with us incorporating candles and music, because each candle has a specially curated playlist, we wanted to do something different to create experience where it doesn't have to be like a book term of how you do self-care. So we just wanted to talk about mental health in a more relaxed way. It doesn't have to be like, okay, you have to do this. That's what self-care is. We just wanted to tap into how do you love on yourself? Like, have you loved on yourself today? Have you given yourself that time to reflect and breathe? And so we wanted to do that by creating new scents with our fragrances that we have in each unique candle. We create essence from us. We're candle chemists. We're in the kitchen doing percentages and everything.
Yes.
And we wanted new fragrances that we smell when you go to the store. You know, not to say it's bad if you get an apple cinnamon or something like that, but we wanted to do stuff that you've never smelled before.
And trust
something
me,
something more holistic. Yes, I hear you, ladies. My goodness. And, you know, you mentioned self-care. Self-care is so important because I know when I want to relax, I want to put the lights down low, light up my candle, get my music going. That puts me in the zone, you know, to just, you know, forget about the hustle and bustle and all this noise. So that's wonderful that you talk about self-care. because we don't. Mm-hmm. Most people, I'll say, I'm speaking for myself, we don't. I don't take care of, you know, making sure that I am, you know, at that point where just I'm just relaxed. I can't relax.
Right.
So you incorporate the candles with meditation as well, getting you into a place where you're at calm and peace. How does that work?
So not more so if you do so choose to do meditation, we haven't figured out a way to incorporate that yet. But as far as to practice mm-hmm. the self-care, we have music that we feel like, you know, essentially like aromatherapy, so it smells good, but then also music therapy. You know how you hear a song and it takes you back to a memory or it puts you in a type of mood? That's what we've tried to mm-hmm. do by creating music with the candle so you can just be at an essence of relaxation, so more so that way. But meditation, not so much. We haven't been able to tap into that yet.
Right. And it's just a matter of connecting with someone that's already doing that part and you right. collaborate with them, because I do a lot of collaborations with people. You know, there are certain strengths that I don't have. Rather than go spend 5-6 years in college to get it, I just find someone that, you know, we're both rowing in the same direction and let's do mm-hmm. something together for the betterment of mankind, you know?
Right.
So with everything going online, everything is online right now. I mean, to put in for a job, you know, you're interviewing online. So the future is here. We know that the way we did business back in 2019 is not coming back. It ain't coming back, seriously.
Right.
And so where do you see? I wish it was. I'd look at all my old pictures and say, oh, look, remember when we used to hug? We can't hug no more. But so where do you see your business, ladies, in 2 to 5 years? Where do you see your business?
We're definitely looking to expand. We are creating generational wealth with this brand. And so with that and how you mentioned connecting with other people who are going the same direction, I think that's mm-hmm. also what makes In the Light stand out. We've actually done business, and we are still doing business with our friends. So, like, one of our sorority sisters actually designed our logo, and, like, we have apparel.
Wow.
And, like, one of our friends who is a business owner who does screen printing, like, we're working with them. So we really just want to incorporate everyone that we know into our business and brand. And so we're looking to not only just do candles, but going into apparel, going into stationery. So at some point we would love a warehouse, because we believe in this and we want everyone to experience the enhancement of their life with our products. And so,
and we also want to eventually, talking about expanding and generational wealth, is giving the opportunity to other people. So if that means having employees, having a storefront, not at this time. So thankfully we started us off as an e-commerce, so everything is online.
Uh-huh.
But soon when the world can open up, we would like to go to flea markets. We would like to, you know, go to pop-ups or partner with other businesses that
uh-huh.
will allow us to their store, and expanding to possibly like international. Currently we're just domestic, but just expanding our business so the world can tap into In the Light, what we have to offer, self-care, putting that on the map, and just growing from there.
Yeah. Even
wow.
like with candle classes, because we have the knowledge, so like why not share it? We strongly believe everyone eats. Like there's no need to just withhold information. We're definitely
right.
like, looking
and
to
so
share.
That was one of the questions that we have is, okay, would you consider teaching classes? Would you
yes.
consider being
we
mentors
are.
To
so,
the younger ones coming up?
Yeah, and we definitely have been in talks with someone to actually do a candle-making class for the youth, as well as for
Ooh.
People our age, either or older. We firmly believe in teaching the youth, so that's why we can't wait for the world to open back up so we can do in-person classes or virtual, but also just expanding the horizons for youth to know maybe you don't have to go to school, maybe you do if you want to go to college, but maybe you can be your own business owner, maybe you can be a candle owner, like, you know, just trying to broaden the horizon and share the knowledge that we have so it can help someone else's journey be a little bit more easier, smooth.
Wow, that I'm so excited to hear you say that, because a lot of people, they get in business and they're not willing to share because they feel like somebody's going to steal my brand, somebody's going to steal my customers.
Yeah.
I'm like, when you out there and you're trying to, and you're getting, you know, your work out, you're doing what you got to do, but your focus is on mostly helping, you helping someone with, you know, pull what's inside of them out. Because my daughter, you know, I'm gonna interview her this week, later on this week. But she does her shea butter, and she came up with her own brand, you know. And so I'm like, wow, she's teaching her friends to come over, and then she'll show them how to do it, and they're helping put stuff in the jars for her, you know. And I see them, their eyes are just lit up like, wow. So to make candles, I don't know how to make candles, but I love to burn candles, you know. But I would like, I want to know what goes into making a candle. It's, you know, my thing is finance, but still, I want to, I'm curious, okay? I'm just nosy like that. I want to know, I want to learn. And to give that opportunity to a young person, someone coming up that has no idea what they want to do in life, it's giving them a skill set that they can eat, that they can feed themselves. You understand what I'm saying? This is great.
No, that's very important. And I think also something that you said is people try to keep their business hidden so people can't know. For us, we're very spiritual and religious, and we definitely believe, like, whatever is meant for you, no one can take that from you. So it would not be the same, because what we have is in the light. And if somebody was trying to, I guess we mentor or we help them, if you are able to tap into your own skill set that makes you money and you provide for your family, we're not angry about that. We know that whatever is meant for us, and if we are genuine in what we do and we are being kind and great people, like, whatever is supposed to happen will happen for us. So we're not necessarily worried about
that. That's the attitude. That's the attitude I like to hear, because it's the same with me. I'm in finances. Hey, everybody in the world, everybody and mama want to be in finances. Great. I bring them in. I train them. Sometimes they just take what I give them and they leave. And you know what? It doesn't last with them. It doesn't last because it's a passion of mine. This is my passion, you know? And so you try to steal what I have by using my resources, it's not going to work. Because what's for you is for you. You know?
Exactly.
What's for you is for you. So I absolutely love, love, love the logo. I'm looking at, you can spin this in you can spin your business in so many directions in the light. Like you mentioned, clothing, apparel, right? You stationery, cups, mugs, shoes. I'm like, hey, I'm just looking at all the possibilities, you know, with your brand. So it's wow. I'm just like speechless because I'm hearing you ladies talk. So are you sisters or are you best friends? What's the relation?
We're sorority sisters and best friends and business partners now.
Wow. That is amazing. I wish my best friend would join me in my business. We would rule the world. To have similar, you know, similar taste in business, similar passions, and to work together, man, this is wonderful. Don't let no one take that away from y'all. And I just pray, I'm praying blessings upon both of you right now. You know, that what you put in, you're following the light. You said, Lord, light my path. Follow, show me where I need to go. And the people that you need to be in business with, because sometimes, you know, we think people are for us, but they're not. And only God knows the heart, you know? So continue doing what you're doing, and to be a blessing unto others, you receive so much more. So much more.
Definitely agree with that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. So you ladies from San Diego, where are you from in the world?
Well, Shardasia, I'm from San Diego, and I moved to Long Beach. That's where I met Megan, in Long Beach.
Yes, and I'm originally from Los Angeles, and so we met at Cal State Long Beach. That's our undergraduate. So That's how we connected, and you know, we're in Long Beach now. So
okay, yeah, so you are in Long Beach. I'm assuming. Here I go assuming you're in San Diego.
No, my number is still based in San Diego, and we had the opportunity to go to San Diego to do the solo swap meet, which was great.
Amazing.
Headquarters of Rosario is in Long Beach.
Gotcha. I'm always up and down the coast. I love L.A. I just get out of San Diego, go to L.A., and people in L.A. is like, you leave San Diego to come up here? I'm like, you just don't understand. It's a different attitude. It's a different energy up in L.A., you know?
It is.
So that's awesome. That is awesome. So, ladies, what was I going to ask? So we talked about the classes online. Are you on social media? What social medias are you ladies on?
So we are on Instagram. We're actually live right now. Hey, we are on Twitter.
All right.
We also have so you all can like check us out on In the Light or follow us ENTHELIGHT In the Light on all social media platforms.
We also have a website, which is the same thing. So it'll be www.enthelight.com. Also something that's cool. So we're on all of those social media platforms, but we have a new collection that's coming out soon. Our first launch soon, all of it will be, I guess, not there or sold out. Sold out.
We only have three items.
We have our two shirts and our Golden Hour candle, which is on sale right now, and we have that posted on all social media. But our new fragrances, which we're so excited about, should be launching either at the end of this month or to kick off the new year.
You never know.
Wow. And so, what is the fragrance, if you don't mind?
We'll give you a little spiel.
Give us a little.
A little taste. So we have one that's going to consist of lavender, cucumber, and eucalyptus. So that's going to be more fresh and serene. We have another one, which is going to be pomegranate, grapefruit, and indigo. So that's more so of a sweet part, not too bold, but subtle and sweet. And then our last one, I think this is Meg's
beautiful
favorite. So it's going to be Nag Champa.
Fresh laundry. And then that one also has little CBD oils in there. So
yeah. Ooh,
really
excited. Yes. I'm curious to smell though. I like fruity stuff. I like fruity smell. You know, like apple pie.
Okay.
Apple pie scent, like around the holidays, you have your apple pie just burning. The people come in automatically think you bake it.
Right.
Absolutely.
And the,
but yeah,
the lavender
super excited
is so
about
soothing.
Yes, absolutely. So with the new launch, the line is going to be Essence Is, and so we have our names and everything for our candles. We have new vessels that we are so excited to show. We really can't wait. And so we're just really excited about this. Our first set, we have four sets, and we took it down to three. So we're very excited for what's to come.
Well, that's awesome. I can feel your excitement. I could just feel your love that you're putting into your work. And so, wow, I'm excited for you ladies. I really am excited. You know, people are like, oh, you're going to talk about candles. What's there to talk about? Candles is candles now. It's the meaning behind it is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
It's the meaning behind the brand. You know, you tell your story. You tell, you know,
right.
Hey, this is you. This is Megan. This is, you know, Shardasia. You know, it's you. It's your brand. You know, that's why I always tell folks, you know, let's say you're working as an employee for a company. No matter how hard you work for that company, that's their brand. That's not you.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, because I also do a little life coaching as well, I let them know, yes, you have a plan A with the job, but never lose sight of your plan B, which is your business.
yes.
you know, your business. You should yes. always, I think every young person, once they graduate from college or even while they're going through college, should have a plan B, you know?
Yeah.
Because you never know. COVID-19 happened, shut down the world. No one would ever imagine that happening, right? And so the businesses the businesses that brick and mortar businesses, they had to figure out how to do things virtually, didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're online and everyone can get a hold of you by going through your website, going on your social media. So you're doing everything the right way. So I see an explosion in 2021 for you ladies. Explosion. Going and being in stores. Yes. Yeah. Being in stores, going in stores, you know, the Walmarts, the Targets, the novelty stores, you know, because everything is online. People shop online.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So that's awesome. So what's new for you this month? What do y'all have going on this month? Are you going to be at the Soul Swap Meet again?
We're not going to be able to make it this upcoming Soul Swap Meet. We would definitely try to come back to San Diego because that was the first time
amazing.
That we felt or knew what it felt like to sell out.
Yes.
And we had to restock after that, and we're almost sold out again. So we're grateful for that. But now we're just solidifying our scent. Our fragrance load, finishing up packaging and everything for this new launch, Essence Is. So we're going to launch the end of this month or the beginning to set off the new year, right? So we're just trying to, I guess, cross our T's, dot our I's.
And make sure everything is right to present to the world.
And do photo shoots, so we have to prep for that as well.
Yeah.
A lot that goes into this, actually. It's not
That's
just candles,
awesome. And you get a lot of support with your sorority sisters. Your family,
yes,
your friends. Where do most of your support come from?
Yeah. So as far as like our connect, our support system, they've been very supportive in ways beyond what we can think of. Now we're just trying to get beyond them so more people can tap in to know what we have. But our family and friends have been amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Especially with like leaving reviews. You all, thank you so much because reviews really, really assist with traction, right? So
absolutely.
I don't know how many times I've raved about a product, and I'm like, no, you absolutely have to get this, or you have to try it, and people do. And so
absolutely should try In the Light.
In the Light. I mean, I'm not saying we're
In
amazing, but
we're amazing.
We're absolutely everything that we're saying.
You got to call it. You got to call it. You are the best. We're the best out there, you know? That's awesome because word of mouth is your best advertisement ever. You know, it's for someone to come into someone's home and they're smelling, they're taking the scent, the aroma of that candle and like, ooh, what's that? You know, some people might say, oh, it's just a candle. But somebody might say, hey, this is In the Light. Let me tell you about these ladies. Yeah. This is a local brand. This is da-da-da-da-da-da. They sell you up. You know, to where that person's like, hey, give me their information. I want to get one of those, you know.
That's
awesome. Awesome. Well, ladies, is there any closing thoughts, anything that you wanted to let the listening audience know? We covered a whole lot in our time
we
here.
We did.
Well,
so
first,
excited.
We want to thank you, Coach. Yeah, we want to
thank
you
so
Coach
much.
Trey, because you have allowed us to be on this platform to discuss our candles and the whole brand and experience. So we are thankful that you even gave us this opportunity. It's big for us.
It's very big.
We're a small business.
You are welcome.
It's not a long
We're black owned.
And
we're candle chemists.
Our homes are our offices. So we're really starting from the bottom right now.
And this is a 24-hour thing.
Yeah.
So like we wrap up at 4 a.m. nights or mornings.
That's passion right there. That's not a job. That's passion. That's passion.
Yeah.
You know, a job you clock in and clock out. This is you. This is passion. That's the difference between working a job. So, well, ladies, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me on this Blog Talk Radio. And listening audience, get with In the Light. get your candles, get your supplies for the holidays. It's coming up quick.
Yes.
So we will definitely invite you ladies back on, see how it's doing, see how everything's doing. If there's anything I can do to help, I'm definitely there for you. I support small businesses 100%. Okay?
Thank you so much. We'll definitely keep in contact.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies. Have a wonderful holiday.
Okay. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com. God bless.